Okay, good morning. We're getting off Pay Dalid, and we're starting at the bottom of Pay Gimel Amud Bet. And this shoe is being given in the car on the way from Reykjavik to what's it called, Keflavik Airport. And they're pouring rain, so B'ezrat Hashem it'll all work out. Okay. So now we sit at the bottom. We're at the bottom of Pay Gimel Amud Bet. So look, the second very wide line. By Min Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rav Asher Rav Nachman Akasha. He says, what if a person gives his wife a get and he says, Hayom. Yat ishti ulamacharat ishti. Mahu. So he gives her a get and he says to her, get as follows. These are the conditions. Today you're not my wife, you're divorced today, but tomorrow you're my wife again. So what's the question over here? I look at Rashi here. Natana get va marla hayom levado you gerushin. Ulamacharo you gerushin. Today, only today you're divorced, and today you're not divorced. The sheer gita, basically he allowed in the get the whole connection of the other, they're still married. Mahu? That's the question. Alright, so the Gemara says like this, Tibai Rabbi Rabbanan. We can ask this question according to both opinions we saw. Both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan. Remember Rabbi Lezer, who hasn't got a problem with certain Tnaim, that they're okay. And Rabbanan, who said absolutely not, there's no such thing, is he good? So Tibai Rabbi Lezer, Adkan, Lokam Rabbi Lezer, Hatam, Eladilamanda, Kashari Lola. Maybe there, Rabbi Lezer, who said it would be a good get, he said there, he said not a problem because he would said that this woman, for example, you married to the whole world, you divorced up to one single person, but it was forever. But yeah, I wouldn't agree because it wasn't a case of forever. It was for one day. Maybe Rabbi Lezer wouldn't agree to something like that. Or Dioma, Loshna, maybe makes a difference. Maybe he wouldn't make a difference. He'd say you can. And then Tibai Rabbi Lezer, let's ask as far as Rabbi Lezer is concerned. I can't look at Rabbi Lezer Hatam. The law paska mina legamre. Maybe there in the previous machlok we saw Rabbanan said no, it was asua because it wasn't a proper paska, it wasn't a proper get. The words for she was never ever properly divorced from this person. Look at Rashi paska lechol adam leolav v'shuva neishto atchiyachso v'yikemenu hilchach ein tnai zed klum. There they said it wasn't a good tnai, but hacha kevin de paska. But yeah, at the end of the day, for the whole day. She's divorced from him to the whole world. So maybe even Rabbanan would agree that a get like this could be a good get, even though it's only for one day. But there's no Shia, there's nobody else in the world who the get retains a zikatu between Shia and the husband. Well, says, Bata Dubai, he had a pasta. After he asked the question, right, he then went and solved the question himself. Okay, so this was Rab. What did he say? He says, Divrei HaKol Kasher. It appears, Rabbi says, that this get would be a good get according to everybody. By the contrary, that according to Rabbana. Right, then what is it more than that? So the Magnitin Dekan Titani, right? So what is it? But now there's an amazing Tosfot over here. When you read this Rashi, when you read the Gemara, so you understand that Rabbanan's no problem. You can have a get for one day, not for one day. And that sounds absurd. Tosfot saves us. Look at the Tosfot. First Tosfot on Pei Amud Aleph. It says Tosfot like this. Divrei HaKol Kasher, Af Agav Debechutz, Pasu, Afidu Achara Toref. Now wait, I think I'm reading the wrong Tosfot over here. Sort Tosfot, which I got very excited about. I might be on the wrong Tosfot, give me one second. Confused. I thought I saw a Divrei HaKol and the Tosfot said she's completely divorced. Anybody see something like that? Oh wait, man, I turned over the wrong page. We're on Pei Dalid today, right? We're on Pei Dalid today. I turned on to Pei Hei. Yeah, Tosfot says it. Mistar Ren Rabbi Eze Ben Rabbanan Kevin de Paska. Sorry, Kasher is on the next that Pei Hei. Okay, a bit difficult here in the passenger seat. All right. So we start with Ben Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Dan, Kevin the Paske. Look at right, here's the Tosfot. Here's the Tosfot. Tosfot says, we start with Ben Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Paske. Pirush, who megureshet le'olam, Baruch Hashem. I found the Tosfot. Okay, he says, who megureshet le'olam, v'afagav de la maida by the mamela Rabbi Eliezer, or the omeloshna. today, make the rabbi there, you know, the review over there, that it's a get, meaning we understood the Havamina was get only for one day. Mashma the baile, maimar, the aina get chal ele oto ayom, kamo chutz miplani. Right? The lo chal ele maalma. Mikol makom, lishte the paska, mashma the gamre, says Tosfot. Okay, so there's the story. So basically, Tosfot puts us out of our misery over here and says, no, when we said, That it's a get. Both of the rabbis would agree. Give a woman a get for one day. There's no such thing as divorce for one day. Once there's a proper pascha, and there's a proper kritut, it's kritut forever. Okay. Torah banan. Harez gitay chamanachit nasi leploni. So now, one of the persons gives a woman a get. He says, "Yes, you get a condition that you marry ploni. You marry. Yes, you get a condition that you marry chayim." So the writer says, "Harez zol lo tinase. She can't marry him." However, if she does marry him, Lord Tashem, she divorces him. Now the Gemara says, my Kama, what are you talking about? What's going on over here? Right? Rashi says, hi, Lord Tinasi, the Kama, Leman, who are we speaking about? Who can't she marry? What, she can't marry this guy, or she can't marry anybody? What's going on? So Amrav Nachman, Nachi Kama, Rashi says as follows. I raise the Lord Tinasi, lo, she can't marry him. Why can't she marry the guy who he made the condition with? Sheva Yomru, Neshehen, not Nimba Matana. Look, my Kama thinking, what, you give people away as a gift? I'm giving you, you're giving your wife some as a gift, because the only way that she can get a gift is if she marries somebody else. So you're giving him as a gift, her as a gift to him. And then he says, "Vimni said la'acher." So she, he's not allowed to marry. But if she marries somebody else, there's not a problem. Lo tetzeh. So Gemara also kashi on Rav Nachman, umishum gzeira lo mafkinan mina vishun esh tish la'alma. Well, because of a gzeira, people might think that you're giving your wife or someone else to a gift as a gift. You're going to leave him with her, leave her with him, and make sure she can't go free and she stays as a member forever. She wants her to get. They don't want to get married. And so that can't be the pshat of who the law is. Does it mean that she can't marry him? This is how we explain it. Hare zo lo tinase lo. Hare zo, right? When he says like that, from the law, she can't marry him, the guy that you're speaking about. Why? Said, lo, however, if she does marry him, so Lord Tetzeh, then we don't make a divorce. Why? The Mishum Gzaira, lo mafkinim, because of that cloud, because of the Kashia. Well, Mishum Gzaira, lo mafkinim, because of the Gzaira, you're not going to let them get divorced. No, we do let them get divorced. So the Chachilah, she shouldn't marry him. Why? It looks like that her previous husband gave her to him as a gift. If she does marry him, so then she can stay married. So this Rabba's got a Kashia. So Amalei Rabba, so Rabba says, Rabba Nachman, lo. Who the Lord Tinase halacher Tinase? So what are you saying, Rav Nachman? The Chachilah, she can't marry, she can marry somebody else. But how can that be? Let's just try and make this a little bit softer.
Wait, wait.
Yeah, Waze. He's not listening to the shoe.
Straight the whole way.
Okay, but now it's straight the whole way. We'll take the volume down. We'll take it off.
In 900 meters. At the roundabout, take the second exit on 41 Reykjanes Espro.
How do you switch it off? Sound off. Okay, sound off there. All right. So it says, Rabbi Rav Nachman, what lohu lotinase alachi, what she can marry somebody else. But what are you talking about? How about a kiyume tanai? There's a tanai in this gate. She was divorced because she married this guy. Well, he said she can't marry him, she married somebody else, but it's not divorced. So now Rav Nachman, Rav says to Rav Nachman, maybe Rav Nachman, maybe that's not the answer. If she had the means to maybe she'll marry somebody else today. Maybe that's what you're saying, Rav Nachman. And then she can get divorced to him tomorrow. And then go marry the guy that he wanted her to marry. And the time will be Makuyam, Lemafreya, she would have been divorced. So he says, but wait a second, Ulahach. But he says to Rav Nachman, this is what you want to say, Rav Nachman. But the Pligan Aled Rav Yehuda, he says, you argue with Rav Yehuda on this exact concept. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said no, and you said yes. So you're comparing this to another machlok with Rabbi Yehuda. The itma, there was a machlok Amoraim Konam Enai b'Sheina Hayom Imishan Lemachar. He said, I won't be allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. You can't sleep today, making a neder that you won't sleep today if you sleep tomorrow. Now, and then I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, Imishan Hayom Imishan Lemachar. Rabbi Yehuda said in a case like that, you aren't allowed to sleep today. Why? Because you might end up sleeping tomorrow. And then if you sleep tomorrow, then you weren't allowed to sleep yesterday, and you already slept yesterday. Rav Nachman, and you, says Rav Nachman, Amar Yeshad Ayom, V'yen Choshin Shema Yeshad Amachar. And you yourself didn't care. You said, don't worry, sleep today. Worry about it tomorrow. We'll see about tomorrow. But you weren't so concerned. So this is what Rav is saying to Rav Nachman. Is that what you're saying, Rav Nachman? That she can go marry somebody else, and we aren't so concerned, because then she might just divorce him, and then go marry the guy that he wanted her to marry, and she'll be probably divorced. But how can you compare that? Hard time, but did they come? There, it was up to him to decide. He was the guy that was sleeping today or sleeping yesterday. He would decide whether to go see Rockets, all in his hands. If he wants, he can prick himself with thorns or a sharp object and keep himself away for the whole time. But Lord, no, he won't go to sleep. But did a kaima? Rashi bit me up. Is it up to her to decide if this guy she married now is going to give her a divorce? She hasn't decided to get a divorce. He has to decide to give her a divorce. So she's not in control. How can you compare that at all? Right? But did a kaima leave Rushe? Sorry, up to her to decide. You get divorced, or Rashi's beat me out with a question. Elas Rava says, this is what's going on. Rama Rava. When a guy says, Rezu Lotina say, right, to this person, really, this is the pshat. Lo lo, velo lachi, she can't marry anybody. Right? Lotina say, she can't marry anybody else. Why? She can't marry him. Right? Lo lo, velo lachi. Lo, to him, she can't get married. Why? Lotina say, she can't marry him. Because you're right. We don't want to look like people will say that he gave his wife to somebody else as a gift. So if he says, yes, you're going to marry Chaim, she can't marry Chaim because it looks like he's giving Chaim to her as a gift. And Lacher and somebody else, also, she also can't get married. Why? To buy a human tonight. Because she needs tonight. However, the Imni said, lo, if she marries Chaim, then lo tetze. She doesn't have to divorce him. Why? To be sure, because of that, because the whole Xerim is going to make her be stay unmarried. However, Lacher, if she marries anybody else, tetze. She will have to get divorced. In other words, there's a tznai over here. And Rav is saying, really, what's pshat? The pshat is that she can marry him. Because even though we know what a chatchila she shouldn't marry him, because it looks like her husband gave her to him as a gift, still we don't stop him from getting married. But she can't marry anybody else. Otherwise, there's no kiyuma tznai. She'd have to marry him first. Okay, the baya le kiyuma le tana. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya come to Rav. You've got a bride that supports Rav. She can't marry not him or not anybody else. Even he said that if she married him, Lord Tetzay, but Lacher Tetzay, she would have to get divorced. Okay, another bride. Tell him another case of here. I'm not sure telling you the Karkia. The word says, yeah, some crazy tonight the guy gives over here. He says, yes, you'll get, as long as you go to the heavens, you go to the moon, whatever, I'm not sure telling you the you go all the way down into the abyss. I'm not sure if you eat dal amot, or if you eat 4 amas of straw. I'm not sure if you eat kane ben me ama, or if you bring me 100 amas of crazy, like basically exaggerated requests are impossible to fulfill. I'm not sure if you're going to have to cross the sea by foot, right? In all those cases, says Tana, comes to the brighter, ain't no get. Not a get. Why? Because it's not a get at all, because you can't make tnaim like it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Taima, he says, Rabbi Omer, Kaze get, that is a get. Why is it a get called Rabbi Ben Taima? Right, he says it's a get, because he says like this, Klal Amar Rabbi Ben Taima, Kol Tnai, Sheev Sharu Lekabu Besofo, Vehit Nara Bitchnato, Eino Elam Bebafliga, Betvarim Vekashir. So Rabbi Ben Taima, a simple story. He says, when you make a tnaim, that's ridiculous. Right, so really you're just trying to stocher. That's all, the Tzaira Betvarim. Okay, Rashi says he had mafliga, right? Rashi says over here, mafliga doche ota, you're just pushing her away, letza'ara bedivre havai, just trying to make her sad, you're just trying to cause her anxiety. But it means nothing. The get, because the tanai is bata, because it's an impossible tanai. So now Rav Nachman Amar Rav, halacha akrab yudim taima. Rav Nachman Amar Rav says that's not locha, akrab yudim taima. Remember this. Machloket Rabbanan Rudim B'Taima. Rudim B'Taima says a Tanai that's impossible is not a Tanai. And Rabbanan don't seem to agree with him. And that's why it's a Dat Yachid, a Viloch like a Dat Yachid. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says like this, Matit Nami Deika. So we can even prove that Aloch like Rudim B'Taima from our Mishnah. Diktani, the Mishnah says, Kol She'ef Shalom Lekaim Abasofo. Right, so the Gemara quotes over here. A Mishnah in Bava Metzia. It says, Kol She'ef Shalom Lekaim Abasofo. He made that tonight at the beginning. In other words, it's possible to Mekayim the tonight at the end. And it was that was the condition of the get. Tnao Kayam. That would be a good tonight. Ha'ef Shal, no batel, Shma Mina, Halocha Lak, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taima. So the Gemara says, like I say, there's a question asked in the Beit Midrash. Harei Zogitecha Manat She'toch Li Basar Chazir. Ma, what if the woman gets a get? The husband says, here's your get, you got to go eat Chaza. You got to get divorced from me, eat Chaza. So Rabbi, what's the story? So Rabbi says, hee hee. Rabbi says, what do you want? That's exactly what I'm a tamer. That's a case of a tanai that's impossible to do. Right? So it's a crazy impossible. So Rabbi says, no, Rabbi Amar Efsha. He said, no, why? The achle balakya. They'll eat the chaz, they get malkut. So in other words, according to Rabbi said, what do you mean it's not impossible? Not like going to the moon and back. You can physically eat chaz, you ainachinami, it's asur midoraita, and you'll get malkut, and you'll get malkut. What there? No, well, I didn't think about that. How did that translate it in English, by the way, the lakia?
The lashes for punishment.
And get lashes?
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, balkud, okay, all right.
Okay.
Rabbi Amar, Efshar Lachim Lakia. So Rabbi says, Efshar Lachim. So Rabbi says, what do we do? So now, we have to understand. If you remember when Rabbi Huda Ben Tamer said, Kazeh get, he said a case like this where she made a ridiculous snai, it's a get. And then he said a klal. So he said, Kazeh, this is a get. And then he brought a klal that any time that we make a crazy snai, it's not a snai. So it was like a slabaye. When he said klal, then he brought a klalim. He said, tafke latuye basachazi. That comes to include basachazi, according to Abaye. Basachazi, one of those examples, it's like out of the moon and back. Something you can't do. And the Rava says, no. The Rava says, Kazeh. When he said, Kazeh, these are, well, when he said, Kazeh get, and he said, Klau. So the Klau was crazy things. So according to Abaya, Basakha is like a crazy thing. And according to Rava, the Kazeh, this would be a get, right? When he said, Kazeh, Lemote Basakha, it wouldn't be a get. Why? Because it's not a tnai that's Batel. It is a good tnai. So now the Gemara is asking Kashis. Mati Brazi Gitecham Nachati Bli Ploni. Says, yes, you'll get him. So you've got to have six relations with Ploni. Nitnai Makar is a get. Vim Loeno get. So yeah, the writer says, if she has a Makai in the get, then it's a get. Does a Makai in the Tanai is not a get. And then if he says, Al Menach Loti Bli Abu Lavich, and Choshashin Shemini Valalein. Right? He says, yeah, and the writer says, if you yes, you'll get a good have a with your father or my father. Then ain choshin shem and ivran. We aren't choshesh about that, meaning she's divorced immediately. The ilu, this is the kashina. Ilu am menache tibli la abu lavich loketani. We don't ask a question over here that one of the condition is that you have to sleep with your father or with your father-in-law. So Gemara says, now Abaya nicha, this used to be Abaya's okay. Why is Abaya okay? Etc. Because Abaya seems to say that all these things are Isurim, and Isurim are part of the Klal. Right? Remember, Abaya said, he, we said, Lerava, Abaya Klal, the Klal, these things are things which we can't be done. And then we said, Lerava Kashia, why? She could sleep with one of them, and she'd just be Chai of Malkot. So Amalek Rav, the word says, no, Rava could defend himself. How? Bishlam Basar Chazir, Rava says, you can't go back to Basar Chazir. There she can get Malkut and eat the Malkut of Ploni, Nami, and also there's a case where he says, unconditionally you go and sleep with this particular guy. It's also a Klawa, because she can bribe him. Right? She can pay him to sleep with him. But same thing. What Abba Vavich is having relations with her father or his father, it's up to her. Nahidi of the Isura, maybe she's having to do an Isura to get her again and get Malkut. But you've got to assume that the father and father-in-law are going to have to be prepared to go along as well. And where do you find a way? Why would they do that? Right? In other words, so now the Gemara says, okay, fine. So what do we see over here? Klal, la tuye, abavavich, sorry, Rava. We see that as far as Rabbi is concerned, Rabbi agrees that the klal, when Rabbi Yudim and Bataim said klal, meaning all these crazy tanaim, includes abavavich, right? They are things that are impossible to do. However, Kazeh, when he said Kazeh, Lemeutei Basar Chazir, comes to exclude Basar Chazir. In other words, Basar Chazir is not one of those cases where we would ignore the Tanai. It is a Tanai, you have to go ahead and do it. And Abaya, when he said Klau, Abaya said Klau, right, his Klau here was La'atuye Basar Chazir. Abaya agrees that even Basar Chazir is one of those things that are part of these crazy Klalim, which would ignore that would be Batel. And Kazeh. We're going to get to that. Good question coming up. Next slide. We'll be there in the second day. We're going to get there. Okay? right? She says, and said, in other words, this would be a get because we ignore those tnaim. Ploni. You know, except would we come to exclude a case where she has to have relations with ploni? Because there, even Rabbi Yudim Abayu would agree that she could pay him. Right? Look at Rashi. Because yeah, she could pay him. Right? And marry him even. Right? And then get married with a heter. She pays this guy, they have relations with her, and then got get married after she's fulfilled it tonight. The one house Akashi again. Now Akashi this time is on Abaya. So Maitivei Harezi Gitecha Amnachi Tochli Basar Chazir. Imaita Zara, if she wasn't a Kohen, Amnachi Tochli Batruma, you have to eat Truma. Imaita Nazir, if she was a Nazira, Nazir, she'd have Amnachi Tishtiyai. Now, in all these cases where we see that Isurim and she's going to get Malkot, the brightest says, Did Kaima Tanai raise a get? If she's Makaima Tanai, beautiful, the boy, it's a get, Vim Nav Hano get. So he has a big Kashi on Rabaya, because Rabaya said all these things that are Isurim are out of the realm, right? They are part of the Tanai. Of the cloud. So he says, what's the rabbi dich rabbi kasha? This is a big kasha tabaya. How come here the brightest seems to say that you can make a proper tanai on things that are ashram in the Torah? So I'm like, Abaya says like this, me, Savar, Tibrakoli. That's you asking me this bright a second ago. Remember, I said at the very beginning in the previous Amud, I said, remember that when we said the aloha da kabiru betaima, right? So that is a dat yachid and he's cholek. On Rabbanan, right? So that's what Rabbi's answer is. Rabbi said, what are you talking about? You're asking me a brighter here. It's even said, it's a Dibra Koli. No, how many? That's Rabbanan. And I'm cholek with Rabbanan. So therefore, so can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Now
you still. Oh, I lost you for a second. Sorry, I lost you for a second. Okay, sorry. We're doing well, Piana Ra. We're doing well, yeah, okay. So he says, how many? That's not a nasty rakoli. So how many? That's not a rabbanan. That's not a rabbanan. And I'm holding up a human betayra. Now the Gemara says, now here comes your question, Daddy. V'tepuklei. What says v'tepuklei? Look at Rashi. Anehi nami de'efshala lekaimo be'isur. He says, we agree that you're right, and Anachinami, she can mekaim the tznai be'isur. And look at Rashi. Mi yu tznai, ha'ichi yavu, ha'ki betsu tznai. You can make tnaim on Isurim which are part of the Torah. So now the Gemara says, no, that's not a good argument. Why? When do we say, this is quite amazing actually, when do we say matne amashik tubatara no batel? He says like this, no, he says that concept of making a tnai against what's in the Torah is automatically null and void. It's not straightforward. He says, kegon sherak shtavonata, right? Hahu ka'akar, when the husband makes a tnai with his wife, and he is ma'akad conditions in the Torah, right? For example, sherak shtavonah, when he says to her, as you are at bekudeshetli, except for no sherak shtavonah, he is ma'akad. But yes, not him. Yes, she's being ma'aker. Why is she being ma'aker? She's sleeping with a guy who she shouldn't be making an issue. So you want to say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Klub Gakri, what's she doing? And the kibuya collided today. She's not doing anything. All she's doing is fulfilling his tonight. So it is back to the husband over here who's being ma'aker from Shabbat Torah. He's making the tonight, not her. Right? And the kibuya collided today. Therefore, what? Ishtakach. The Iukakar, back to square one. So if that's your case, if you're telling me that Matna Mashika to Batarah is only an issue when it's him, yeah, it's him. So what are you talking about? El Amar Mishravina says, no, El Amar Ki Amrina and Matna Mashika to Batarah, right? Tnao Batel. So Ravina says, no, when do we say that? To go and Shakhta Bulala, the Vadai Kakar. That's in a case when it's Vadai making a Tnai with her, right? Look at Rashi, the very last wide lines at the top of Rashi there. The Vada Ka'akar, Sharei Masarla Kiddushin, Rahi Ishtoli Hitchaya Bechulat. She married, he married her, and now she's his wife, and she's chayev to be his wife and everything. Vechi Atni Amenachlo Yitchayev, Havelokim. But now he made conditions over here where he's not chayev in the Mechuyavot of him. That's a case of Okes Ezravina. right? He says, "Abal hacha mi kamala lo sagit lo achla lo teichol lo tigarish." Says Ravina, but yeah, doesn't have to be ma'akir mashikatu b'Torah. I put the Torah. Don't eat the chaza and don't get divorced. Okay. Lo teichol lo tigarish. Okay, so that's basically the end of the sugya over there. And that's really, I'm not sure exactly how the halacha would be, but it seems to be, Rabbi says, Ki amina mata mashkadura, not that you don't about the vada kake. In other words, the only time we say that it's considered a klal of matnea mashkatu batura is if it's for 100% certain that that tnai is going to, the mitzvahs in the Torah are going to be nekrot. But if it's not vada, then that might not be the case. Never we're back to square one with the bright that makes it a situation where the tonight seems to be a good tonight. Let's go back to the Mishnah quickly. Let's try and do it a little bit for you, before we're up. He says, the Mishnah said, let's say yes, maybe it's another Yemena. The Mishnah said, we're at the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah was on Pei Bet, I think, right? On Pei Bet. If you give a get and you have a shear of one person who's not divorced to, so what's the brighter say? The Mishnah says, Tetz, what does he do? He'd take the get back from her, the Yachsov, he'd give it back to her again. You've got to then take the get back. Why do you have to take the get back? So it appears that when you give a get in such a way, that get was already enough of a get to usher her from a kohen. So even if the husband would die, right, she would have to marry a kohen, she'd be considered a grusha for the kohen. There's already enough of a reach a get. And therefore, whenever there's enough of a reach a get, right, there was a kinyan of the get. Therefore, you can't just say, sorry, I rabbi to chol adam. You actually got to take the get back, right, and sort of like undo the kinyan. And then start the whole process over again. So you can't just say it, you've got to take the get back and then give it back the get and say those words. That's basically what's going on over here in the Mishnah. So you want to say, okay, so man Tana. So who's the Tana? Rashi says, yeah, man Tana, the Tzarech Litloi Mene Below, Pesagi Bamele Ba'al, Mashi Yachso, Yomel HaRapot. Who's the Tana that says, you've got to take it back, it's not enough to just repeat and correct your statement. Amar Chizki, Chizki, Rishum Elazari. Rishum Elazari, Tanya. So you quote Rabbi Shimon Lazar, which we saw this on Daf Ayin Chet. It's telling Rabbi Shimon Lazar, "Ad she yitelu himenu v'yachzu v'itnen ela v'yom ela harei ze giteich." Actually, the parak hazorek amala kanti shtar chovetzetu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, Rabbi Yochanan, afilu tamer Rabbi, you mean Rabbi in that machloket, right? Lav dafka Rabbi Shimon Lazar, you mean Rabbi, right? And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, Dilchon amar. That's interesting. Who's Dilchon? So Rashi tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ever says about Dilchon, because Rashi says Dilchon Amar Rav Kahana. He says Dilchon Shelachem. Right, Rabbi Yochanan would talk to the Bavlai, you know, whatever he'd say, one of yours. He told us this. Who was he? I said, Rabbi Rav Kahana, Shaya Mishelachem Babel. Shelachem was one of yours, went to Israel, from Babel, who came to Israel, Yomot Torah, Rabbi Yochanan. He read about Gozel Batri, Rabbi Kama. Vishali Bimenu Arbeit Varim, and he asked Rabbi Yochanan lots and lots of questions. Va'alav Kama Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Tuchtei, Dilchon Amar. So whenever Rabbi Yochanan says Dilchon Amar, he means Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana was usually one of yours, I don't know, maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan speaking to them, the Bavlaim. He says Dilchon Amar, Shani Achad, he has a little different. Why? Hoyel, Kena'ato Lipasel Bo Lekhuna. See, that's what I said early on. Right? Rav Kahana said, gave the reason, because the fact that he gave this get, it was already enough. Look at Rashi, Shani Yachid, Bishub Hachid, Tzarech, Lachzor, Velitlo, Dekanato, Benitit, Bekam, Lefzor, Belaguna. He says, because the fact that he gave it the first time, it was already a Matma, Masek, Kinyan, to pass through from Kahuna. Hilchach, Ilav, Tahara, Shakila, Minei. If it wasn't, he took the get back from her. Lo, Mahania, Amira. Wouldn't help the change in word, he wouldn't make a difference. Shrek, Kfar, Zachdebo, Amenat, Tnai, Rishon. Because she already got the get, original Tnai in it. Avalahu, Dahazorek, Lo, Zachdebo, Lekrivakadeo, the cast of the Star Chob. Wouldn't have been anything. I mean, I see, I really might even agree with regards to that it's based on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Amar Rav Safra, right? Kat Levi said Kitvu B'Toch. So back in the Mishnah as well, on paper, he said that that was all very good when the Tnai was a Tnai Baal Peh. But if he had said, right, but Kitvu B'Toch Abi Shechazar Umach Ko Pasul. There, but if the Tnai was written into the get, made no difference. they're saying no, saying max. And if you take the get and you mark and you scratch it out, right? So it still wouldn't be a good get, right? It still wouldn't be a good get. It wouldn't help. It wouldn't help whatsoever. Okay, you can still see me and hear me clearly, right? Okay. Yes? You can still hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Hold on, my man. Okay, so I'm going to talk. It's a pshita. Kidu betochotna. Some more words are said. Well, then, kidu betochot. Right? Kidu betochot. Some more says, no, pshita. Betochot. So, Martin, what's the. How do you mean it? What's the chidush of Yahya? Instead of Yahya Safra? Says, maybe, what are we thinking? How do you mean it? Lachar at Torif. That this is only if it's naive. Then we've got the Tophis and the Torif, right? The Tophis is like the standard stuff, and the Torif is the Ikar with the issue of the divorce. So he says, Mahani midi lachar Torif. We might have thought, look, Rashi, I mean, the Bainan kitu betocho, velo mifsal, ve mai damal hade, le sahade, li kutva menat ken. Right? If it's written in the Torif, but we don't worry if he gave the Adim, because we're saying over here that really, if it's all Baal Peh, so you can correct it. If it's written into the get, you can't correct it. So you might have thought that maybe, even if he told the Adim to prepare the get on this condition, maybe it's only that condition written in before the Torif. But if it's written in after the Torif, which is the main Ikar of the Get, we'll ignore that tonight, right? Right? So maybe it's only considered written into the Get, written before the Torif, like in the Ikar part of the Get. If it's after the Torif, it might not be a big difference, right? It's Kamash Malan. See, says lachar tov, but if now Torah, if I feel pay nami pasul, before the Torah, even for Kamash Malan, Saviyah, the Gemara says Saviyah Kamash Malan, right? Kamash Rav Safra betocho dafke kama. That makes the difference where if it's written in between, into the gate, it seems to make that difference. I think Rav Amalosh died lachar Torah, but if now Torah, if I feel pay nami pasul. Says and Rava says no, it makes no shine. We only learn in Mishnah if it's written after the Torah. Well, if now Torah, I feel pay nami pasu. It's written before the Torah, that even if you know what, you don't mind, I'm not going to stop here. I'm starting to run a steam over here. I'll get confused. At the end of the day, we'll carry on tomorrow.